We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, a box in town.
It's all right. Come on.
Oh, my feet are killing me. I must get these shoes off.
I wouldn't if I was you. Not in the yard.
Hmm?
Well, the horse. You know.
Well, let's go in and sit down. We must be walking for an hour and a half.
Well, I had to give old Faceache time to go to bed, didn't I? Come on.
Well, I'll get you inside.
Well, what are you going to do?
Here, keep it down, keep it down. Come on. Tippy-toe.
Oh, yeah, all right, all right.
Shh. Oh, God.
What's the matter?
He's in here. He's still up.
You said he'd be in bed.
Shh. He's always in bed by this time.
Well, I'm not walking around the streets anymore.
No, of course not.
Let's go in.
Nah, he wouldn't go up to bed. I know him. He'll just sit there and watch us. He'll probably go up in a minute. Let's wait out here for a while, eh?
Look, I am not standing up against the wall all evening. I'm a bit too old for all that.
But we don't have to. Come over here. Here, come on. Let's sit on the couch there. See, it's quite comfortable when the junk's taken off.
Fine. Here, what's in here?
That's a stable.
Oh, here. This looks all right. There's some straw in here.
Yeah, there's an horse in there as well. You wake her up and she'll kick the doors down. The couch is all right. It'll be very comfortable.
I am not sitting on that.
Oh, come on.
No. I've got a thin dress on. It'll go right through me. And there's probably spiders and mice and things.
There ain't no spiders. Look, there's nothing wrong with it. Come on. Sit down.
No.
Sit down.
Well, 10 minutes. That's all. Then I'm off.
That's not too bad, is it?
Now, don't get worked up. I'm not the outdoor type.
Oh, Avis, I've been aching all evening.
So have my feet.
Avis, oh, can I compare thee to a summer's day?
Eh?
It's a poem.
Oh, I thought it was. When you said thee. Because we don't say that anymore, do we?
No, we don't.
No. It's old-fashioned, isn't it? I mean, they use a lot in poems, though, don't they?
Do me a favour.
Are you upset about something?
Yes.
Oh, look, he's gone all sulky. What's the matter?
I'm trying to make love to you.
Well, I thought we were going to wait till we got inside.
Yeah, well, I was trying to warm you up out here so we wouldn't have to mess about when we got in.
Well, you shouldn't take things for granted. In any case, I thought we were going inside straight away.
Well, it's not my fault he won't go to bed.
Do you really like me, Harold?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm crazy about you.
Did you mean what you said in the pictures? About me being better looking than Ursula Andress?
I wouldn't give her house room.
Uh-huh. She's got nice hair, though.
Yeah, but it don't smell like yours, though, do it?
Do you like kinky girls, Harold?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, leather and big boots.
I can take it or leave it. Why?
Well, it's just that when she come out of the sea all wet with that dagger strapped to the side of her bikini...
Oh, yes.
Your hand went all clammy.
Did it?
Yeah. Would you like to see me come out of the sea like that?
Yeah.
Then what would you do, Harold?
I'd...
Yes, Harold.
I'd...
Oh, Harold. Harold.
Harold! Harold, what time of night do you call this?
Look, it's all right. Don't worry.
Do you know what the time is?
No, Dad.
It's gone 12 o'clock.
Has it really?
Yes, he does. Have you got a bird out there?
I'll go in.
Shh.
Well.
Where are you?
I'm just seeing if the horse is all right.
Tell him. Go on, tell him you're old enough.
Shh.
Tell him to buzz off and mind his own business.
So, we've got a talking horse now. Get rid of her and come in. You've got a hard day in front of you tomorrow. I'm locking up in 2 minutes.
He drives me to the limit, that one. One of these days, I'm going to stick one right on him. I'm sorry about that, Avis. Well, when shall I see you, okay?
You're not going, are you?
Well, I'll have to. I mean, he's going to lock up. I won't be able to get in.
I've never heard anything like it. A grown man being told what time he has to be in. I mean, it's ridiculous. You've got to stand up to him. You can't make him walk all over you like that. Why don't you get a place of your own?
Oh, no, couldn't do that. I mean, he won't be able to manage. See, he's not very well. He relies on me, you say.
Oh, so you're going in then?
Yeah, well, I have to.
Oh, so it doesn't matter about me. I've got to walk home on my own, have I?
Oh, look, be reasonable. I mean, I wouldn't get back till 1:30. I'd be locked out. And he'd be on his own.
Well, what about me walking through the streets on my own?
Look, get a taxi. Here's a quid.
I don't want your money. You can keep it. Buy yourself some comics.
I'll walk you to the end of the street.
Oh, no. No, you mustn't. I mean, that'll mean walking back on your own. And we mustn't let Daddy worry about you any more.
You're asking for a clout around here, aren't you?
You try it, mate. Go on, go in. Daddy'll have your hot milk waiting ready for you. You great fairy, what are you?
Avis, don't go. Avis, it won't happen again, I promise. Avis!
Aaron! I won't tell you again. Come on in! Here's your hot milk.
Stuff your hot milk.
What's wrong?
You rotten little skin bag.
What have I done now?
You loathsome little man, you. You smelly little pile of nastiness.
That's no way to speak to your father.
Father? Herod was a better father than you. You knew I had a bird out there. Why did you have to humiliate me?
I didn't humiliate you. All I said was time for you to come in.
It's humiliating for a man of my age. Every bird I've ever had, somewhere along the line, you have put the spoke in, haven't you?
That's not true.
You will no doubt be pleased to know that Avis has joined the ever-increasing ranks of those that have given me the elbow. Another threat to you has been got rid of. I might just as well go and live in a monastery, the amount of crumpet I'll get. I'd feel better at the end of the day as well.
There's no use blaming me.
Avis is right. I'll get a place of my own.
A place of your own?
Yes. I'll come to work every morning, then in the evening when I'm finished, I shall go home, like everyone else.
I'll be stuck here on my own.
I'll see you every day.
It's the evenings that are the worst. That's when you need someone, in the evenings. I only keep going because of you. I've got no other reason for living.
Oh, God, here we go. You've got your television and your bingo. It'll be better for you as well, Dad. I mean, we won't get on each other's nerves so much. And I'll be a much pleasanter person when I'm getting my share. I won't be so neurotic. We'll get on so much better.
I suppose it happens to everybody. There's where we make our mistake, I suppose. We devote the whole of our lives to our children, and when we really need them, they're off. We never think that in the twilight years we'll be sitting alone at home, just waiting, that's all. Waiting. The flickering candle getting weaker and weaker. Till one day it suddenly sputters and goes out forever.
Laying there.
Stiff and cold.
Unwanted.
Unmourned.
Unloved. That is word for word what you said 12 years ago when I wanted to join the Merchant Navy.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for it again. We're all in the same boat. I'm getting old as well. We're all dying. It starts the minute you're born. When you've had your life, I ain't even started yet.
You got a funny idea about life. There's more to life than getting birds.
Is there? Well, when I've got one, I'll start investigating. It's no use you trying to talk me out of it, Dad. I'm going.
And there's no more to be said, is there?
No. Sorry, but there it is. I shall start looking for a place the first thing in the morning.
I shall see you in the morning, then, if you can bear the sight of me. Good night.
I will. If we get through tonight without having to call the doctor, I shall be very surprised.
Well, this is it, Dad. There it is. Not a bad little flat, is it?
Oh, blimey. Them stairs. You couldn't have got one on the ground floor. But all I can say is, you'd better find yourself some fit birds. Nice big healthy lungs. Otherwise you'll be spending half the night trying to bring them round. What do you want to get a flat right up on top for?
Because that is where penthouses is usually located.
Used to call them attics in my day.
Well, they aren't now. Here, come on, come. Look at this.
Look at that view. Isn't it magnificent?
Yeah, that's the gasworks over there, isn't it?
Trust you to pick that out. You can see other things.
Where's the kitchen?
Over here, behind the curtain. Nice and compact, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nearly room for both of us. You better find yourself little birds as well. If you get a big eater up here, you've had it.
Oh, that's it. I can say you're not interested. I won't bore you with the rest of it.
What rest of it?
It suits me. Well, I expect you'll be anxious to get back home to Chaise Fontainebleau. I shall see you ready for work in the morning, 8:30, on the dock. Have the horse ready. Good night.
8.5 guineas for this lot. You must be off your chump.
It's worth every penny. You can't put a price on freedom. Now, you have 20 seconds to get downstairs before the lights go out. The lights is on a time switch. Good night.
Where am I?
Or should I have said 10 seconds? I've done it. A lot.
I've done it. I am away. After all these years, I have finally cut the cord.
Oh. This must be how tigers feel when they escape from the zoo.
Yes.
Well, I've got a lot of catching up to do. Might as well start now. Huh? Now, let's see. Which lucky girl's going to have the privilege of launching it? It's true. By the time I've gone through this address book, I'll be in an oxygen tent. Deirdre. A raver. She's mad about me, she is. Acorn 3, 4. A room with a view and you. And no one to worry us. And no one to worry us. Oh. Deirdre. Guess who? It's Harold. Harold Steptoe. Steptoe. Yes, the vacant bowman. Well, a long time no see. Well, listen, darling, what about getting together tonight? My place?
No, that's what I found. I've moved. I've got a place of my own.
Yes, I've taken a little box in town. A penthouse. Well, I thought you'd like to be the first to see it. I've got a few bottles in and... Pardon? Well, can't you wash it another night? Oh. Well, what about tomorrow, then? Oh. Well, how are you fixed next week? The week after? Well, all right. Don't worry. We'll forget. No. You haven't let me down. No, I won't be on my own. It's just I thought it could have been fun, that's all. Yes. I'll see you around. Stupid cow. Well, that's a good start, isn't it? Oh, Jenny. Yes, Jenny. Her boat race isn't much. She's got a nice figure, though. Oh, but I might as well do her a favour. And I'm in love for love. Only because of the moon. Hello, Jenny. Harold Steptoe. Marvellous. And you? Oh, God. Listen, what about you and me getting together tonight? To be honest, I've just moved into a new pad on my own. I thought we might have a rave and do what? Married? No, no, please, no, no, I don't want to speak to him. No, 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 really, I don't want to speak. Oh, hello. Congratulations. No, I won't phone again, of course not, no. Well, there's no need to take that attitude. I'm not trying to bust up anything. I mean, I didn't even know she was... Hello? Hello?
There we are. Dinner is served. I hope you like my cooking, Albert.
Hey, it smells lovely. It's very nice of you to come round here like this, Mrs. Blackett.
Oh, not Mrs. Blackett. Beryl. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. How long has George been dead?
3 years.
I expect you've been lonely.
Yes, I have.
I mean, you're still a young woman.
You're not so old yourself, Albert.
Yeah, you should have come round before you. You'd always have been welcome.
Well, I didn't like to, not with your son here. I mean, it might have been embarrassing for you. Sons can be very funny about these things.
Well, now he's gone, there's no reason for you to stay away, is there? I hope you'll come round any time you feel like it.
I will if you'd like me to.
Like you to very much. Would you care for a glass of the Beaujolais Nouveau?
Oh, lovely.
I'm glad we've met up again.
So am I.
To us.
To us.
Yes? Oh, but you said you was coming, Rita. Well, you could have let me know a bit earlier, couldn't you? I mean, I've got some grub on the go. You could have babysat for your sister tomorrow night. No, I'm not being selfish. Look, if people want to go and get married and have kids, they should stay in and look after them themselves. Not rely on the generosity of single people and mess up their evenings for them. Oh, goodbye.
It's 8:30.
Oh, hello, Harold. Come in. Oh, dear.
What's the matter with you? I told you I had the horse ready, didn't I?
Oh, I'm sorry, Harold. I had a late night last night. Come in.
What's all this, then?
Oh, we didn't feel like clearing up last night. I'll do it later.
We? Who is we?
I had a friend in. Oh, we had a marvellous time, Harold.
Who? Who was it?
I don't know if you'd remember her, Harold.
Huh? A woman? You had a woman in here?
Yeah. Beryl Blackett. Old George Blackett's widow.
You dirty old man. I've been gone one day, and you were at it already.
Well, weren't you?
Mind your own business. I thought you was going to be all lonely and miserable in the twilight of your life.
So did I. I found out last night my clock must have been fast. Cool. How did you make out? Enjoy your first night of freedom, did you?
Oh, I didn't bother last night. I had too much to do. Settling in, unpacking. I watched television.
Oh, well. As long as you enjoyed yourself, that's all that matters. You were quite right, Harold. We should have done this years ago. It's like a new lease of life. I felt 20 years younger last night. Like a lion I was. I frightened the life out of her anyway.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I'll see you. Don't overdo it.
You're joking.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Morning, Harold.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Bradley. What are you doing here?
Is your father up?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, darling.
Come in.
That boy, what's
well, do you want something, son? Because I'm going to bolt up now.
No.
Right.
He'll kill himself. Here we are. The passion pad.
Blimey, those stairs. What a drag. I'd have to cut these fags out.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come, Avis. I've been phoning you all week. Ever since I moved out of the house. I only moved because of you.
Well, let's get in and sit down.
Well, there's no waiting outside tonight. Straight in. Would you care to take your coat and earrings off?
No time.
I'll just turn the lights down. There. I'll sit over here.
That's a bed, isn't it?
It's either that or the floor. Oh, Avis, I have been going putty thinking about you.
Oh.
Avis.
Open up in here. Come on, open up.
Now what's going on?
I don't know. It's the landlady.
I'm not here in here. Open up.
Hang on.
I thought so.
Don't tell me she's your sister. There's no women allowed in here after 12 o'clock. This is a respectable house, this is.
I'll see you, Harold.
Hey, Miss, where are you going?
Oh, I can't be bothered, Harold. Don't call me and I won't call you. All right.
Hey, Miss. Hey, Miss.
And you can pack your bags and go as well. I want you out of here first thing in the morning.
You won't have to wait till the morning, dear. I'll come now.
Come on, Albie. It's cold out here. Let's hurry up and get in.
And don't call me Albie. Look, you don't want to come in tonight. Why don't you come? I'm tired. I want to go to bed. You don't seem to realise I'm an old man.
You weren't an old man yesterday evening.
Well, I am tonight.
How does you feel?
I feel terrible.
Oh, any miserable tonight?
At your age, woman, for God's sake.
Go on, open up. It'll soon make you feel young again.
Oh, God. Hello.
What's wrong?
It's my son. That's his coat nap. Suitcase. He's come home.
Oh, dear.
You can't come in now. Good night. I'll see you.
When?
I'll give you a ring.
Tomorrow. What about tomorrow?
I'll see you. I can't promise. Now, my son's come back.
Oh, Albie.
Don't call me Albie.
Can I come in for a minute?
No, you can't. Oh. Control yourself.
Hey, what time do you call this day? Come on, o'clock. Are you coming in?
Yes, coming, son.
You got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, all right, Harold, I'm coming. You see, I've got to go tonight. It's been very nice.
I'm locking up in 2 minutes.
Right. Just coming. Go on, then.
Well, how am I going to get home?
Same way as you got here, walk.
Aren't you going to see me home?
I can't. You heard what he said. He's going to lock up in 2 minutes. Good night.
Oh, charming. Nice gentleman you are. I'm glad I found out in time.
Yeah, you're lucky. Horrible lot we are. You're better off out of it.
Dad, I won't tell you again.
Come in. Good night.
Hello, Albie.
Oh, Harold. Am I glad to see you. Have you come back for good?
Well, I just popped in to see how you was getting on.
Harold, please don't go back. Stay here with me. I need protection. They're driving me crackers, all these women. I'm worn out, Harold. I'll be dead inside a month. Well, you know what it's like, having a place of your own.
Yeah. I know. It just, never stops, does it?
They just won't let you alone, will they?
No, it's terrible.
It's all right for you, but I'm too old for it. Please stay, Harold.
Well, if you put it like that...
You won't have to worry what time you get home. I won't lock up until after you come in. You can bring any birds back here you like. I won't interfere. I'll nip off to bed. I could do with the rest.
So what then? I'll stay.
Oh, thank you, Harold. Thank you. You're a good boy.
Here you are, LB. Here's your hot milk, LB. Go to bed. Go on. Have a good night's sleep.
Oh, Will. Ah, oh, never again. Good night, Harold.
Good night, Dad.
I'm glad you're home.
Are you really, Dad?
Yeah, I am.
That's good. Because I've got two suitcases of dirty washing there all piled up, all ready for you. Good night.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bamble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Eutha Joyce as Avis. Also featured were Catherine Parr and Sheila Grant. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.
On fire.